This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Cracked stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. And the Boyd's Gun Stock Ace Firearms Remington 870 renovation is complete. And I will be picking that up tomorrow. And I'll be showing it to you very soon. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I want to tell you what happened yesterday, simply because of the way I tried to do it and the thought process that was going on. I went to Atlanta to get some one-on-one training shooting video with a music video producer, shooter, director type. Simply because they sort of do the sort of same thing that a person filming somebody with a gun would do. Except we can't get directly in front of them when they're, you know, slinging the gun. But that's beside the point. I was just looking for a different perspective, a different set of eyes. Of course, as we're going down there, I'm trying to beat the clock because I got a little bit of a late start. And on Interstate 85 going into Atlanta, for any of you that have ever done it, there's going to be a moment or moments when it's either going to be a Road Warrior-esque cruise or it's going to become a parking lot. So while I'm sitting there and it's a parking lot, as it was, I got a text from him saying that he had to cancel. So immediately, the first thing that came to my mind after that got canceled, and, you know, I had gone to all this stuff, you know, had told the guys that I wouldn't be here for the show and everything. I didn't make it back in time to do the show. With all the stuff that was going on and everything, I just started looking around at everything, and I looked at this highway where the traffic was just backed up for, you know, a mile or two to see, and I thought, what a soft target this place is. I also thought, what an area rife. There was one guy in a Mercedes that, going in, I-85 turns into like a 4 or 5 lane highway with an express lane going into Atlanta. And this one guy who was all the way on the right decided to cut all the way over to the left and then jump out. And I mean, he was basically pulling between cars that were stopped. And, you know, you sit there and you think about road rage. Now, I'm not going to road rage, but I was just thinking about that. But, as I'm looking around at this, I mean, these big cities are really, if something ever bad happens in a big city, that's going to be bad. Because the avenues of escape out of the big city, if you're going to be in a car, there may be, like, I don't know, I'm sure. And for people that live in Atlanta, if you are listening, if you know of ways to get out of Atlanta proper, and head in either direction without getting on the main thoroughfares. You have the one up, but I mean, the density of the population there and everything is just so tight that I feel for you. I feel for you. Getting out of the city. was an exercise in patience. Now, to that end, I was set for bear if it came with it. I repacked and took out. And now, a long time ago, when Mean Gene Higdon of Mean Gene Leathers owned a company called High Speed Gear, he was a sponsor of mine. And the first thing he did was send me this rifle back, which looks like a, it just sort of looks like a funny gym bag with the hole flat that comes open, but it sort of looks like a rifle bag to a degree. But whatever it is, it's very good. You break the rifle down, you set it in there, and that was the bag I took because it doesn't look like a rifle bag. I thought about taking the Air Armor Tech, but I had a bunch of camera stuff in there too, so I went with something a little smaller. In that, I had packed the, the Spikes Tactical Joker Pipe Hitters Union version. Had that in there with the Black Spider Optic 1-4. In there, I had the Ace Firearms FP9. It had four spare magazines. I had the the Blue Force Gear Bear Essentials Chest Rig. I've never done a review of that. They are no longer a sponsor, but in terms of something that I can throw everything into until I come up with some sort of a belt system, in terms of everything I can throw everything onto and into, this is something that, it has a blowout kit in it. It has room for four rifle magazines and two pistol magazines. And in that, I had four rifle magazines and four pistol magazines. I had the other two in the blowout kit because there was plenty of room in the blowout kit. Because the blowout kit, which is built onto the on the chest rig, is a the Dark Angel Dark kit, and I just took it out of the carrier and stuck it in that. And then my carry weapon, all of this was in like the in the ISIS welcome wagon bag. My carry weapon was the Nighthawk Custom Falcon in 45, and I had four spare magazines for it. So I went down there, and I went down there carrying that much stuff because I was a long way from home. Had a little water in the back. I had a few MREs in the back. Had a full tank of gas. I mean, when I hit the city, I filled up with gas, and I was ready to make a run if it came down to it, because that's something that I don't think enough people think about. That but like what we're talking about when we talk about this undeclared civil war, one of the things that we're actually speaking of is probably going to happen in the bigger cities. That's where it's really going to be happening. These smaller cities, like if you don't live in a big city or something, if you live in a suburban area or a rural area, you most likely will have to watch it on TV. Because it's not going to come to you. I don't think, I think it's going to be quick and I think it's going to be fast, but I think that whatever happens in the big cities, that's where the major loss of life is going to be, just simply because people can't get out. I have seen various scenarios where you look at certain groups within the United States and certain groups that they think could possibly be insurgent groups, and how they might attack this place because of that and this place because of this. I've even seen movies made of it. But what it boils down to is I just think that these population centers are so dense that it's going to be bad. And when I was in there, I was just thinking, well, hopefully the planet Nibiru doesn't come in out of low Earth orbit and take everything out to where I'm stuck here. Because I didn't have all of my food with me, and my dogs. I didn't have a dog. I didn't have none of my fun stuff with me. So I needed to get back. So that was the deal with it. So, but I just wanted to share that with you. What I traveled with yesterday, and that means I will have to go back and still train with the video part. But maybe we can do it on the weekend or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. I don't like not being alive if I can be, but, I'm just trying to be a showman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Tomorrow, the shotgun project comes home. Incumbent, we talked about this a little bit, but incumbent Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is locked in a very tight reelection battle with a Republican challenger, with both candidates slugging it out in a race becoming more and more personal the closer we get to Election Day. McCaskill is always trying to be out there as a moderate, which means I'm not extreme. She says she's not extreme. In tune with the Missouri voters on most issues while trying to hide some of her more radical views. So, enter Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's organization. He got his hidden cameras on some staffers from McCaskill who let slip with the senators concealing an anti-gun agenda. McCaskill said, if we elect enough Democrats, we'll get some gun safety stuff done. They won't let us vote on it. We've got 60 votes for a number of measures that would help for gun safety, but McConnell won't let them come up to the floor. And, the journalists, it's like bump stocks, ARs, and high-capacity mags, universal background checks, all of that. But if we have the kind of year I think we might have, I think we could actually get in a position to get votes on this stuff on the floor, and we get 60 votes. And the journalist says, so you'd be on board with the bump stocks and high-capacity mag bans? Here's the thing about McCaskill. McCaskill campaigns based upon lying. She's quite disingenuous when she's out there laying out. No, she's lying. When she campaigns, she does not bring them up. She does not tend to promote them on the campaign trail or on her website. Rob Mills, who works on McCaskill's campaign, says that is because she has a bunch of Republican voters. Another individual who works with Senator on the campaign, Carson Pope, adds that a semi-automatic rifle ban is more so what she would support. Now, I'm not naive. We've seen too much of this. So we can be honest with ourselves intellectually and admit that most politicians shade their belief to conform with what they're told the voters want. But let's also be real honest here and admit that McCaskill would be in political hot water like she is already because she opposed Kavanaugh and if it became known that she supported an assault weapon ban. According to Mills, Senator McCaskill conceals her support from Moms Demand Action, a gun control group, and other similar organizations because they would hurt her ability to get elected. Mills says, but she doesn't openly go out and support groups like Moms Demand Action or just like other groups that are related to it because that could hurt her ability to get elected. Because people like see that and they're like, well, I don't want to support her even though they stand for the same policies. Then Mills added she worked out stuff with Moms Demand Action to make sure that she can support their goals without supporting the organization openly. And, you know, Moms Demand Action does the exact same thing. Like, a lot of our volunteers are actually from there. She's really good about strategy and making sure she has a goal and can get there. Nicholas Starost, another individual who works on McCaskill's campaign, explains how former President Obama won't campaign for McCaskill in Missouri despite their similar views on politics. And Sara says that's because Senator McCaskill needs to distance herself from the Democratic Party in order to appeal to more voters. In red states, and I mean, this is nothing new. Look, this is not some stunning revelation or some, gotcha moment news. This is just what we've always suspected, right? This is just affirmation of what we have always suspected is true about these politicians. Politics is not, how should I put this? On the Republican side, you would have been led to believe all along that this is a gentleman's profession, that this is a gentleman's sport, that this is the kind of thing that gentlemen do. But it is not. This is gutter fighting. Okay? And in red states like Missouri and North Dakota, and incumbent Democrats do their best to hide their party affiliation. They need the Republican votes to win, and cozying up to Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would be the kiss of death. A campaign appearance by former Obama, you know, President Obama, would excite Democrats but lose the candidate more votes than he would gain. And McCaskill walks a tightrope, trying not to offend Republicans while maintaining contact with her leftist base. As the Project Veritas video shows, if you go and watch it, it's a balancing act that by necessity involves lying to Missouri voters about her real intention. And that's always been what it's been about, her real intention. Now, politics today, like I said, is no longer one of these things where we can sit back and say, well, this is just the way this is, and this is just the way that is. We now have to actually go out, and we need to elect people who will perform. Right? We need to go out and elect people who will perform. So this means that we have to pay attention to what they are. We have to pay attention to what they're doing. We have to pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. Staffers, the thing about staffers is this. If you want to find a politician that looks like they are really up on every topic that they speak of, that's because they got a good staff. Because they're not. These guys can't possibly, these ladies and gentlemen that serve, and I use the term loosely, can't possibly absorb all of that knowledge. So a lot of them have to have a really good staff. And these staffers working for McCaskill are a tell. So she basically has to lie in order to be elected. And that's what it boils down to. Out of necessity, in order to be elected, she has to lie. So that means being dishonest is okay. The ends justifies the means, which is a typical leftist thing. And don't get me wrong. Like I said, I'm not naive about this. I know Republicans are doing this too. There's a lot of Republicans running as Republicans. I mean, Bloomberg has been a Republican before. So we know where he is. We know what he stands for. So these guys, we can never elect them and say, okay, we're good to go now. They always are going to have to be watched. They're always going to have a custodian. And the custodian is going to have to be us. Plain and simple. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
On Wednesday, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to retired U.S. Marine Sergeant Major John L. Canley for his actions during the Vietnam War. Former USS Cole Commander Kurt Lippold told Fox News that these sorts of ceremonies can bring the country together.
And while we may have disagreements on what we do politically, these ceremonies should recenter everyone to make us realize that we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, it's brought to you by Boyd's.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out. I have the ultimate scout rifle. I am about to have a completely renovated, used to be dogged beyond belief, Remington 870 shotgun. And they have built two guns called the Victory Guns, which I can't, or the Freedom Guns, which I can't even tell you about. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A long time ago, my family, because of where we came from, where most of my family comes from, and every Frady with a spelling like mine, F-R-A-D-Y, we all come from one guy. We know this now. In the United States, anyway. We don't know where everything else comes from, but that's beside the point. We all came, you know, because of where most of my family came from, we all thought that there might be some mingling of Native American blood in our lineage. Now, none of us ever ran for office. None of us ever became professors at some college claiming anything like Native American or other or anything like that. So, it never really became a thing. And then we found out when one of my uncles decided to pay to do all of the genealogy, we're actually German. We come from a very warlike tribe or lineage from Germany. Our last name is actually spelled V-R-E-D-E, Frady. That's how you would pronounce it in Germany. He was brought over here by the British, the first one. The first Frady was brought here by the British during the Revolutionary War, and while he was a a mercenary type. He didn't want to. He didn't want to fight that fight, so he deserted, and he stayed. So he ended up in North Carolina, and we now know a couple of interesting things about the family. Like for a short period of time in North Carolina, my family owned the property that the Biltmore House now sits upon. Prior to Mr. Vanderbilt purchasing it, but I've tried to go in there and claim my ownership, and I always get thrown out. Elizabeth Warren, she went out there and she had a DNA test, and she showed strong evidence that she may have 1/1024th or 0.09% Native American lineage. And apparently Trump had bet her $1 million to the charity of her choice for taking the DNA test. He said he would toss to her at a future presidential debate. The network press was quite admiringly looking at this whole gotcha that she was convinced that she had him cornered. But sorry about that, Liz. The debate hasn't happened yet. Now it's doubtful that it ever will, because Elizabeth Warren is hearing from the leaders of the Cherokee Nation, which is who she claims to be a member of their nation, their tribe. Here is the rebuke coming from the Cherokee Nation. I don't know who printed this, but as it reads, a Cherokee Nation official rebuked Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts after a DNA test report published Monday asserted that there is evidence to strong support Warren's claim to have Native American ancestors. Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin Jr. called the test cited by Warren's report useless in determining tribal citizenship and alleged she was undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage. He said in a statement, a DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship. Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestors were indigenous to North or South America. Using a DNA test to lay claim to any connection to the Cherokee Nation or any tribal nation, even vaguely, is inappropriate and wrong, and it makes a mockery out of the DNA test and its legitimate uses while also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proven. So these people are right to be angry. She attached herself to them in order to get nice jobs as, teaching in prestigious universities. And there's a lot, they're likely inundated with a whole lot of white wannabes who keep claiming membership in their Cherokees are very admired for what they went through and still persevered. And there's a reason the Stanford professor, friend of hers, who did the DNA test, was unable to compare Warren's genome to a genuine Cherokee genome and had to use a Latin American one instead of as an approximation. The Native Americans won't allow that out there. So there wasn't even a positive put out there to compare her to. The DNA test, which is offering strong evidence, is only comparing her to a Latin American strain of the Cherokee tribe, not the genuine Cherokee tribe. They don't allow that out there because they don't like for white people to manipulate it to claim membership, because they already know who their members are. If they did, they'd have every idiot out there claiming to have Cherokee blood and a claim on Cherokee tribal membership. Fake Indian and leftist Ward Churchill would be the first in line after Warren. And the Cherokees rightly read the whole thing as a quest by Warren for their political imprimatur to advance her ambition, which they aren't about to give, particularly given Warren's infamous indifference to standing up for their interests. There's a lot of stuff out there about this particular incident, and you should read all of it, because it quotes other Native American leaders who consider Warren's behavior during the whole brouhaha as self-serving and extreme. And it's not just the Cherokees who were disgusted. Leftist, leftish, Simone Moya Smith, a Native American member of the Ogallala Lakota tribe, had some harsh words for her, too. She wrote, Warren claims now to have Native American heritage, and her claim to having such heritage versus a claim of actually being Native feels sneaky to me. Where has she been on these many issues that plague our communities? All the results from her DNA test are new. Her identity claims here aren't. Why has she ignored us for so long? Why only now come around? This latest disclosure lets her save face without having responsibilities to the Native community she's claiming to share heritage with. Furthermore, name me one nation or tribe that claims her. None do. It's obvious to anyone with eyes in their sockets or brains in their heads because Warren needs our stamp of approval and our vote as she contemplates a potential presidential run. That's why. So, with the Native Americans weighing in, it's increasingly obvious that Warren falsely assumed their identity to secure Plum University jobs at the University of Pennsylvania and Harvard, and it came at their expense. No yelling to Trump to pay up is going to cover that hard fact up. So far from Trump paying up, the Cherokees show that it's Elizabeth Warren who needs to pay up instead. So she's now exposed as a fraud. And we can expect her career take a bit of a hit. You know, the Native Americans, you don't hear very much about them. Because they've become self-contained. They, you know, their reservations are actually separate from the United States. We don't have jurisdiction there. They have jurisdiction there. So, and here's Elizabeth Warren, lily white as the day. And, yeah, you know, me too. I'm just like her. But I'm not claiming to be part of something I'm not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I was just talking about picking up the Boyd's shotgun with Roger Ward at Ace Firearms. Tomorrow. Anyway, the media and other Democrats are extremely concerned about missing Jamal Khashoggi. As they should be, as you should be, as I should be. And they believe the Saudis murdered him. The same Saudis who gave Hillary Clinton $25 million? Yeah, something like that. Some pocket change for the Clinton Foundation. Because after all, she was going to be the next president. Oh, wait a minute. Anyway, I'm just curious about why they've had so little concern about other people who've been killed and why there's so much coverage about Khashoggi in comparison. On December 14th, 2010, Border Patrolman Brian Terry was murdered with an AK-47 provided by the Obama administration. That was when Obama and his Attorney General, Eric Holder, improperly withheld information from Congress for years, showing they had little empathy at all for Terry while journalists throughout the country and the other Democrats generally didn't care. Remember that? And remember this, a federal judge ruled that Obama couldn't use executive power to keep records from Fast and Furious gun tracking program from Congress. And Judge Amy Berman Jackson ordered the administration to release documents that had been attempted to withhold. They'd been attempted by asserting executive privilege, which Obama couldn't do unless he knew about it, right? He couldn't invoke that. Then on September 11, 2012, four Americans who were under attack in Libya calling for help. They had been begging for help prior to that as well, but Instead of lifting a finger to help, Obama and his then-Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Pantsuit Clinton, concocted a lie about a video and even sent out then-United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice to lie to several networks. And they did all of this to protect their political power before the election. They even lied to the people in the families of the people that died. And there was very little empathy from the media or Democrats for the families of those who died. Instead, they supported Obama and Hillary no matter what they did or said. Obama and his later Secretary of State, John Kerry, proudly gave hundreds of billions, pallets, a shipload of pallets of money to Iran, which was responsible for many deaths throughout the world and which still pledges today death to Israel, death to us. Yet the media and the Democrats as a whole supported this deal. Obama's White House spin, Dr. Ben Rhodes, also admitted that the Obama administration used the media to spread lies about the Iran deal. You want to remember this? Excuse me. Why don't you start choking? One of President Obama's top national security advisors led journalists to believe a misleading timeline of U.S. negotiations with Iran over a nuclear agreement and relied on inexperienced reporters to create an echo chamber that helps sway public opinion to seal the deal, according to a lengthy magazine profile. Throughout Obama's 8 years, most of the media was just willing to repeat whatever they were told instead of actually asking questions. Forget about critical thinking. They were just copy and pasting. That made manipulation and propaganda spreading extremely easy. Obama also stopped the Justice Department's investigation into a major drug running operation by the terrorist group Hezbollah to appease Iran. So, many trade-offs. How many thousands of people may have died because of overdoses in that particular one, right? The media and the other Democrats seem to have little interest in this and continue to pretend that Obama never interfered with the independent Justice Department. Then in San Francisco, Kate Steinle died on July the 1st, 2015, at the hands of a criminal, illegal alien who had been deported multiple times, and since this just didn't fit the Democrat agenda, her life wasn't important. Her killer walked off scot-free, and the Democrats said nothing. On July 10th, 2016, Seth Rich, who worked with the DNC, was murdered in the middle of the campaign, and somehow the Washington Post, the DNC, the Justice Department, Democrats, and the rest of the media didn't have much interest in solving that case. Aren't they concerned that the Russians maybe did it? Journalists, in conjunction with other Democrats, have repeatedly shown they don't really care about people who die when they don't fit in with the agenda. So here we are. The reason there's so much emphasis on Khashoggi is because they believe it will harm Trump and help Democrats in the election. That is the goal of journalists every day. They should just admit that lives don't matter if it happens to bring light to the harm of the Democrats or their agenda. News organizations are nothing of the kind. They are, Goebbels would be proud of our mainstream media. He would be very proud. The technique that they involve and all the stuff that they do is, I would love, and look, I have no, I, there's not too many of my like in particular. Fox News to me, they don't do critical thinking. They do, there's a few people there that do some. Tucker Carlson does. Gutfield does. But there's a whole host of personalities there that don't even know what I'm talking about. They all use terminology like assault weapon. Gun crime. Gun violence. They all will have interviews and they'll get out there and they're trying to do things in a fair and balanced way. But here's the thing. If you're out there and you're trying to do it fair and balanced, if you know something to be erroneous, if you know something to be a lie, a fabrication or something, why would you get out there and say, well, some people say you're right and some people say you're wrong. Why wouldn't you simply, the truth is, period. It doesn't matter what anybody else wants it to be. Anybody else that gets out there and starts doing this construct of what they think the truth should be, it's still just a construct. And in the final moments, The truth is simply that. To me, truth is nothing more than fact based upon the evidence we see. So, like, if I see a tree, for example, that is flat on the top, and I see multiple, you know, it's like the saw was dancing on it, and there's little patterns on it and everything, my truth is that somebody sawed that tree down. Somebody could say, well, that's just the way it's grown. Somebody could say, well, you know, you could say anything about it, but the fact is that when it's all said and done, that tree was harvested by somebody. And so it is with anything political. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, those were all murder. Those two things were murder. They were murder, period. Benghazi was a cover-up for us arming the Syrians. You know, Obama wanted to arm the Syrians. So I'm just looking at this and I'm just wondering, you know, what's with all this stuff about Khashoggi? But I mean, that's what it is. I mean, when you look at all the attempts at gun grabbing, why isn't the biggest gun grabbing topic Las Vegas? I mean, surely that was something that we could have gotten something out of it. Why wasn't Sutherland, Texas? Why wasn't Isla Vista? Why wasn't Aurora? And why is Parkland? Because they all have the same sort of characteristics. We missed something. We didn't miss anything with Las Vegas because there was nothing there to miss, I don't think. But we'll see about that later. I'm sure. I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. But hey, I tell you what, coming up next, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten. I've got my idea for the next little project that I want to do, and I want to get his opinion on it. So, writer and trainer Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.